A wedding day is beautiful. The bride and groom stand before God, family, friends, and witnesses. They speak vows. They exchange rings. They receive blessing. They are pronounced husband and wife. But the wedding day is not the finish line. It is the public beginning of covenant life. A wedding officiant may think, "My work is done when the ceremony ends." A wedding minister asks, "How can I help this bride and groom begin marriage with ongoing encouragement, prayer, and Christian formation?" Genesis 2:24 WEB says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." That one flesh life is not completed in the ceremony. It begins to be lived after the ceremony, in the home, in daily habits, in finances, in sexual faithfulness, in family relationships, in worship, in conflict, in forgiveness, and in ordinary routines. The bride and groom leave the ceremony as husband and wife, but they are still learning how to live as husband and wife. This is why wedding ministry is marriage ministry. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. They are embodied souls entering a shared life. Their marriage will involve body, spirit, emotion, sexuality, family history, church connection, habits, hopes, wounds, and calling. The wedding minister does not need to become their therapist. The minister does not need to control their marriage. But the minister can offer a faithful bridge from wedding day to marriage discipleship. Psalm 127:1 WEB says, "Unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." A Christian marriage needs more than romance, money, attraction, and ceremony memories. It needs the Lord's building work. That building work happens through prayer, scripture, worship, confession, forgiveness, counsel, Christian community, and daily obedience. A simple post-wedding practice can make a difference. The wedding minister may send a blessing message after 30 days. The minister may invite the couple to a Christian marriage growth course. The minister may encourage them to connect with a local church, mentor couple, marriage group, or pastoral care pathway. This kind of follow-up says, "Your marriage still matters after the photographs are delivered." Matthew 28:19-20 WB calls the church to make disciples. Marriage is one of the most powerful discipleship settings in the world. Husband and wife are formed through daily love, sacrifice, patience, truth-telling, and grace. The wedding minister should not overpromise. You are not responsible for carrying every marriage you officiate, but you can build simple rhythms of care. You can say, "I will pray for you after the wedding." You can say, "Here is a marriage growth pathway I recommend." You can say, "Do not wait until crisis to seek help." You can say, "Your vows were not only for the ceremony, they are for daily life." Ministry Sciences reminds us that follow-up matters because systems shape outcomes. A couple with no support is more vulnerable to isolation. A couple connected to church, mentoring, learning, and prayer has more pathways for growth. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And serving the covenant means remembering this. The kiss, the applause, and the reception are not the end. They are the doorway. The wedding is a beginning.